We've got a couple of more minutes here. I'm sure Ryan will have some more interesting stuff to talk about. I've got a couple of little things to say.
Yeah, so on my way to the Yucaitopia Festival, I noticed that there was some earthworks just opposite the
Nightmare.
White Fence at the Nightmare Village. Ah. Yeah, so they got permission to build the car park, which is basically between the road and the creek.
And they're going to seal and that? Car seal it?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
So there has been some bulldozing done. So I don't know if that's already to prepare for the car park or not, but it's definitely very important for all of us to keep a close eye on what they're doing there and keep up the pressure.
Because that's one of those things that's sort of gone a little bit quiet, hasn't it? And obviously when they're quiet, there can be all sorts of stuff going on behind the scenes that we just don't know about.
And then
they come out and start working and doing the developing.
So
if you have any information about that, you could either, you could certainly call me, or at least leave a message for me here at the radio station, or probably on a more practical level, you could just stop off at the Environment Centre shop and just give them that information and just say that, you know, you'd like that information to get out. Mark Jago from the Environment Centre has his own environmental show on a Thursday, so he, you know, listen to that and you could probably get that information from him, or I'm happy to pass on any information at all.
And yeah, if there's anything really critical, the Environmental Defenders Office, they are looking at the case, so any info can go there
directly
as well.
To them. Yeah, excellent. I've noticed that Herford's, speaking of building and development, Herford's are getting along quite nicely with their development of their new mill at the down towards Kyoga, the old
plywood factory.
Yeah, they've put up a great steel structure, which I'm guessing is going to be the mill. I'm hoping they're going to put lots of windows or openings on the north side where the great view is. You'd hope that. Yeah, you know, I mean, if anyone's going to be working in that not very pleasant atmosphere, hopefully they're going to have at least be able to look out at the lovely hills. It used to be covered in trees many years ago. And there's just one other little thing that I was going to hurriedly mention. The Japanese whaling fleet has once again left Japan for the Antarctic waters on their mission of hunting the ocean giants, the whales. Of course, they're only doing this as part of their research program. This is quite bizarre, isn't it? It's sort of like Catch-22 or something like that. Japan kills hundreds of whales a year in the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary. That's a whale sanctuary. It makes it more of a hunting ground than a sanctuary, really, doesn't it? By using a loophole in a 1986 international moratorium on commercial whaling that allows these lovely mammals to be hunted for lethal research. Isn't that a beautiful phrase? Lethal research. And of course, they make no secret of the fact most of them whale meat ends up on people's dinner tables. So, the factory ship Nishin Maru and the smaller Yushin Maru 2 and 3, the three of them all together, they've set sail from Japan on their 5-month voyage. This information is coming to you from Greenpeace. And of course, Greenpeace is going to be out there following them around, getting in front of them, and generally buggering them up, hopefully. A gentleman by the name of Shigeki Takaya, who's spokesperson for the fisheries agency in charge of whaling, said, well, it shouldn't be. It should be a mammal agency, shouldn't it, really? Not fish, since whales aren't fish, but anyway. We don't say you shouldn't campaign against whaling, but there is a strict line between peaceful campaigns and violence. There is indeed, and let us hope that this year the Japanese fishers observe that line.
Yeah, sea shepherds.
Yes, get out there. Now, look, it's past time for me to get off the air here, so I'll put something on and look forward to the three wise men coming in shortly. Thank you to Reiner for being with us.
Pleasure.
And we'll talk to you next Friday.